that shows we're back to normal, practically. Okay. Sorry for missing a couple of weeks. It was really not much of a choice, but hopefully we'll try to catch up a little bit. Just make sure, remind me, I'm not supposed to go past 45 minutes today, but 45 minutes hopefully will build up to an hour and then a little longer. I just have to do this patiently, try to be a good patient. And I'm also supposed to sip a lot, so you'll excuse the distraction. But it shows that Moshe and all the others had the right idea all the years. We just have to figure out how to do that in person. Okay. Okay. So today we're going to speak a little bit about Davar HaGoreim L'Mamon. Everybody can hear, right? Okay. Good. I'm not supposed to speak louder than I need to. Can we have Shir tomorrow also for an hour, 45 minutes to an hour? Is that okay? So let's schedule tomorrow, all things being equal. Is something else scheduled, or we can do 1 o'clock still? Or is it better to do earlier?
I think we could do 1 o'clock.
Yeah?
Yeah. Also, Rebbe, I'm very impressed with the quality of your voice. You sound great.
Oh, good. I appreciate the encouragement. It doesn't sound good to me, but if it sounds good to anybody, I'm happy about it. They say it takes time. Make sure I keep sipping. Remind me. Okay. Okay, so let's try tomorrow for 1 o'clock. If we have to change it, we will. But we'll keep the, try to keep the shiurim a little shorter for now so that I don't get setback. Again, you have to be patient, apparently, with these things. And then we'll continue. So let's start with Goreim L'Mamon. I'm going to try to do that quickly. It's a massive topic, but I just want to make a few points. And I think the next thing I gave him a chorus for was Isas Arnuna and Behemoth Arnuna. So let's try to do that one whenever we don't finish of Goreim today, but hopefully we'll do that already tomorrow. And then Thursday we'll do our regular 11 o'clock. Okay? And then maybe Sunday I might decide to do a little earlier. I'm going to try and be live on Thursday. We just have to figure out. The only problem is I need to be sipping, apparently. It's hard to sip with a mask. So if we can figure out how to sip with a mask, if anybody can come up with an ingenious plan, or if we can, get some permission to alter the protocols a little bit, we'll look into it. Right, Abram?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's begin with a few points on Davar HaGoreim L'Mamon. And I'll ask you to help me out a little bit so I don't have to speak the whole time. Stephen. Okay, so let's start with Stephen. So the last shiur that we had before my little procedure was a longer shiur, as I recall, more than 45 minutes. And we were trying to explain a few things, but one of the things we're trying to explain was the parameters of Lo Yimatze. And what it is, in the end of the day, that Lo Yimatze, alters, and what impact it has. Again, the Gemara seems to say, the first day in the Gemara, on Hayyud Beis, Stephen, is what?
That the first day of the Gemara is that even if you hold Davar HaGoreim L'Mamon is Lav K'mamon Dami, it would still be Esther Tikach Rayas because of Lo Yimatze.
Yeah. So in other words, Lo Yimatze, there is a Chumrah, correct? And we were trying to weigh how that works. Does it just, kind of fill in the gap and it's a special din and a gili milsa, or the criteria are different? And if they are, how different they are? And, what other gray areas in terms of bailus or rishus, that in itself is a big issue that we discussed, the relationship of bailus and rishus in this issue, gets pulled in together with the equivalent of Goreim L'Mamon, things like Tovus Hana, and what about other, like Isurei Hana, and countless other you know, Kindan Peros, a whole bunch of things. We're talking about the Shagas Aryeh and the Minchas Chinuch, correct, Stephen? So all that was on the side of being Machmir. Although, again, we were trying also to show that there could be kulas here, especially if we're talking about, and that's one of the things the Shagas Aryeh speaks about, you know, Yichud Labayis. It's also because of Din Lo Yimatzei. What about Yichud Labayis? You know, not Lakula. I'm sorry, not Lakhumra, but Lakula. What about Lakhumra, not Lakula? Lakula, not Lakhumra, both directions. Okay, so now we find what we didn't discuss yet is on Dav Vav Amud Aleph. And that, Stephen, is what? You can just read it if you don't mind. El Alaman Damar.
El Alaman Damar. So you think that it's still necessary to have lo yimatzei, even if you think it is davar agoron is kamamon dami, it still wouldn't be enough because you could return it as it is, and it might not actually be goron mamon. So we still need the extra chumra lo yimatzei.
Correct. So the thing that we should note here is, or you tell me what we should note here about that, this. So this Gemara basically imposes, right, a certain limit in Davar Agorim. It's coming from the opposite spectrum. Instead of saying, you know, typically, universally, Davar Agorim is lav kamamon, and nonetheless, we're machmir because of lo yimatzei. Here we're saying that even if you hold davar agoron l'mamon, k'mamon, that wouldn't be enough. And lo yimatzei is actually, again, what lo yimatzei is machmir, but it's machmir not, you know, instead of or filling in the gap of davar agoron, but because davar agoron is objectively inadequate. But in the process, what happens here? The Gemara reveals a certain principle. And this principle,
that even when you have Goron, Davar HaGoron, or Kamamon Dami, that might not be powerful as, or as full bias as we thought it was.
And more specifically, that the Davar HaGoron Lamamon somehow is limited or non-existent, maybe, as long as there's a Be'en. Okay? So what's important to note is that Davar HaGoron Lamamon is a universal Shas Sugya, right? Where else does it come up? Binyamin.
The Gemara in Bava Kamma?
A bunch of Gemaras, but yeah. Which one?
Discussing Shitas Rabbi Shimon about Achrayis and Kadshim.
Regarding
Shira Nisko and the Chiv Dalet Vehei.
Okay. Kefil Dalet Vehei. Sure, Niskal. We'll discuss some of those cases. Again, today would probably be more limited, so I'll probably have to finish a little tomorrow. Where else? Benjamin? Kepo, Dalet Behe, Sure, Niskal. Okay.
More than that, I didn't look into.
Oh. Okay. Starting the Bechina.
Yeah.
Aaron, do you have a chance?
I also didn't see more than that.
Oh, I felt so guilty then, keeping everybody back. You're probably just trying to make me feel better. Okay. Natan?
The case of Shua Sapikadon as well.
V'chichesh, okay.
And then also, the other case, which may or may not be Goron Mamum in Shua Saidos.
Shuas Eidos we'll discuss. We learned that a couple of years ago. We'll review that very quickly. That's a discussion both on the Ramban side and on the Rajba side, but opposite ways. The Gemara does use the expression Davar Goreim on Lamed Beis in Shavuos, but let's say more conventional ones for the moment. Like Binyamin said, Kefal, Oab Dalet Behe, he mentioned Shar Niskal, you know, particularly which is very, very important, 100%. Give me a couple of more like that, real mainstream ones. Noah?
I think a shtar bagitin is something that's davar agorim.
No, not really. You mean, no, not really. Yonatan?
We said the Gemara in Shuas on Lamed Beis. We talk about...
We'll get back to that. But that's that. You have the Gemara there, but that, as the Rishonim point out, doesn't seem to be a typical case. What's the case there on Lamed Beis and Shuas?
Lamed Beis and Shuas, we're talking about when one person testifies, and now the second person can make a shua that he's Zakai or that he can pay money. When we run the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon,
Is that the typical Dovra Gorim? Is that comparable to Kachim Shekhai Bachar Yusan? It doesn't look like it. We have a challenge to try to, you know, kind of equate those things a little bit. And that's what the Rajba did and had a challenge, in other words, and the Ramban. Ellie? More mainstream ones. Let's go to Bab Metzia.
I don't know.
Eitan?
Yeah, Ona.
Great. Ona'ah. You have a Mishnah, right?
Yeah.
You have access to it?
Yes. I just have to...
And it was definitely the Marmakamos that I came.
Nunvav, right?
Yeah. Mishnah Nunvav and the Gemara Nunches. I've realized that Socrates obviously had vocal cord problems. Right? That was the impetus behind the Socratic method. Now you get to stop for rest your voice, take a couple of sips. What would be the purpose otherwise? Yeah, I'm just joking. Go ahead. Eitan, I wanted to give you a chance to find Bambatsia. And it's ironic because I was, suggesting that would be the reason for it, and I wasn't taking advantage of it. Yeah, go ahead.
So in the middle there, it just says Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kachim Shuchai Bachar Yusan Yesh Lan Ona, Shinachai Bachar Yusan Ein Lan Ona. Yes.
What does the whole Mishnah say?
Yeah, so the Mishnah is discussing things that don't have Ona in general, Avadim, Shtaros, Karka, Hekdish. It says that there's no Kefel, no Dalad Vehei.
So no kefel, no dalad behei, no dine shmira, right? And no dine ona'a, which is what it's doing in Perek Azav, right?
Right.
So it's a very important Mishnah. And then the Mishnah says, however, according to Rab Shimon, Kachim Shechai Bachri Yusan, Is Chayav Bona, and keep going, and what else?
And then Tina B'Chayav Chayus on Einlan Ona. Then Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afamocher Sefer Torah Bema Margalus Einlan Ona.
Good, excellent. So, yeah, okay. So Ona Shmira, these are very important topics, correct? Tosefta Bava Kama adds Mazik. Right? Let's say you have achrayas on an animal and it is either mazik or nizak. So the Tosefta links that to kachim chayim, I mean, davar gar l'mama k'mama dami. Correct? Then you have another sugya. What other sugya? Yitzchak, Weiss, and Sanhedrin. Get a chance to see it?
I didn't see the Gemara Sanhedrin.
Okay. So people, I guess we'll finish up tomorrow. Zev, get a chance?
I haven't seen the Gemara Sanhedrin.
No? Anybody see the Gemara Sanhedrin? Josh? Josh? Looks like Yonatan's raising his hand.
Is this the Gemara on Kufiyat Beis Amid Aleph?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's
famous sugya. What's it about?
It's about Irani Dafas, or Rish Lakish says in the name of Rishon that, you know, Musu before for Kajim, where you hit the idea of Chayav Achrayus there.
If something, if your Chayav Achrayus for something, question is it Shlala Ir, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say, oh, okay. So why am I telling you all this? I'm doing a little survey. Davar Gor L'Mamun K'Mamun Dami is not a local topic about Chametz alone. We're not even sure if it applies to Chametz, right? Might not be enough for Chametz, or you don't need it for Chametz. So the main sugya is about other things. It's about Kefel. It's about Dalad Behei. It's about Mazik. It's about Onoah. It's about, you know, Shlal Ha'ir. Of all the Gemaras, the only Gemara that makes this restriction, that Davar Gor L'Mamun applies only after there's no longer a Be'en, is our Gemara. Fact. That's very significant. But it's more than that. More than that, some of the cases that we just mentioned seem to contradict this application or this principle. Right, Eitan?
Yeah, well, I mean, I noticed that in the case, for sure, in the case of Shor Niskal, Dalad Vehei, that...
What's the case of Shor Niskal?
So the case of theirs where the animal's given to the Shomer.
That's where Bava Kama, Ayin Aleph.
Bava Kama, Ayin Aleph, yeah. And then you do Tficha Mechira on a shore that became a shore Niskal, the Beis HaShomer. So then we say over there that Davar Gor L'Mamun K'Mamun Dami, and then the shore Niskal, even though it's Aser Ba'anan, should have no Damim, it still is considered K'Mamun Dami, Davar Gor L'Mamun K'Mamun Dami, and then it belongs to the Shomer. And then if you do Tficha Mechira, you're Chayav Dalad Behei. But over there, that's Dafka where the shore could be given back Ben to the...
It's because it could be given back. So that's kind of a tricky case.
Well, that makes it a Davar Gor L'Mamun, but it doesn't necessarily make it K'Mamun Dami.
Yeah. So I think Shor Niskal is an interesting in-between case, correct? Because again, it's the fact that you could give it back or that you should give it back is only when it's Ben. But you could still argue that we're assessing it, you know, the moment after. But some of the cases are even more problematic. For example, depending on how you interpret them, of course, but Bepashtas. Well, I mean, the one that's the most, I guess, is the Sugya Sanhedrin. What?
Yeah, say the Irani Dachas or maybe the Onoah case also.
Exactly. The Irani Dachas and the Onoah case are the most challenging. Why so?
Because those are cases where, you know, if you just have, at the time we're assessing it, so it's still Ben, and you could certainly, if it's Kachim Shechai Bachrius, and you could still give it to Kachim when it's Ben.
It's totally Ben. In the case of Irani Dachas. And the case of Onoah, Bepashtas also we're dealing with a Ben. Rashi in Bava Metzia has a bit of a kind of a challenging case, right? If you look at it. But you might be able to get out of it. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin certainly seems like it's against our Gemara. And Pashtas is that Onoah is as well. Who asked this question? Anybody? Well, a lot of Achronim asks this question. Shagasari asks this question. The Xos. Did anybody get a chance to look at Shin Pei Vav Zion? The Xos? No? I gave it, right? Yeah, Eitan's agreeing. Okay. Hold on 1 second. That's why I'm using the straw. You can still use the svar. Right, the Xos, and also the Rosh Hash. Is somebody can throw the Rosh Hash open for a minute? Here. The very long, interesting Rosh Hash. Did anybody have a chance? Ellie had a chance to look at it? Ellie Goldberg? Ellie Hyman? No? Okay, you'll have some stuff to look to catch up with tomorrow, I guess. Instead of going around, anybody get a chance? No? Okay, time to make a little short. I guess it'll be a good reason to make it shorter today. So there's a very interesting, look at it for tomorrow, because it's an interesting question anyway to be familiar with. The Xos has an interesting shaila. Nistapakti besorev chemtzo shel chaver bePesach beinin shemuter lahashotzo ad lachar Pesach. Kegon chametz nukshu derabanan. If you're allowed to keep chametz nukshu derabanan, there's no bayirah, and therefore there's no problem of chametz shavar leva Pesach. So it's aser bahana midrabanan on Pesach. At the same time, if you hold on to it till after Pesach, it'll be mutter bahana. So let's say you destroy it, somebody's chametz nuksha drabanan. Is it davar garon l'mamun k'mamun damir or not? Right, interesting question. Mi name akivin dahashta tocha Pesach lo shavi v'lo midi patam l'shalem. Onema kiven de la kame shavi ainu achar pesach yitzchayv amazik. Very interesting question. It's a question that goes to the core of davar garon l'mamon, right? Because if davar garon l'mamon, right, is just kind of about, we'll get back to this point. It's like garmi in a way. I mean, it's just about the effect. You know, then who cares? Who cares whether temporarily, if you freeze it in time, it has no value? In the end of the day, what should be more important is that you've taken something which, absent your action, would be worth $100. And because of your action, it's not worth $100. Or no. Again, he doesn't formulate it this way. He's more just formulating it in terms of the issues. But conceptually, or maybe davar garon l'mamon, the whole point of it is that it gives stature and value to the chafetz now. In which case, when there's this dichotomy between present and future value, right, at least we can understand that maybe there's no, you know, there's no stature, right? There's a suffix. And the Xos initially certainly is inclined, v'nira d'kai gavna patar mazik. He tries to prove it from Sugi later on in Kol Shah. Then he quotes our Gemara, v'nira, v'al korchach lo koma rab shimon davar gar l'mamon k'momon elishi yischayiv be'ezeko, kivin da'al yedei hezeik ze yafzit abayil l'mamon k'mo kachim shchayiv b'achar yusan d'chayiv ma'itam al rab shimon be'ezekon be'gnei vasan av'al kol zman de'isa be'enei lav mamon uklal. Right, kiven de mafsid, maybe that shouldn't be davar gorim. B'chein muchach mehod amrin per kabbat pesachim. Interesting. And then he quotes our Gemara, and then he quotes the end of our Gemara, the whole v'chi isa hadr beinai, and then he quotes Rashi, and so on. So in the end, he talks about If you hold Dover Gor, this is one suffix he has. When the Dover Gor, I don't know if we'll get back to this because we want to move quickly. If Dover Gor the Mamon, which is worthless in the present but has a future, is that a Dover Gor the Mamon or not? That's one suffix. Then he discusses the Chiddush of the Pnei Yoshua in Bava Kamma, where the Pnei Yoshua, you know, discusses the problem. Like, if you hold Davar Gar Lamamon, then why can't you, and you really, you know, the Bailam, why can't you sell the object? Because of Davar, does Davar Gar Lamamon make you have Koach Mechira Zachefetz? Again, the more you think of Davar Gorim in pragmatic, result oriented terms only, it should not. It just means that, you know, what you did, you know, we look at it in terms of its wider repercussions. That's all. If you think Dover Goreim is something that imputes or engenders status and stature, then the question is, what status and stature does it engender? It's also a second question. Is there Shovi? You know, but maybe you can't turn everything into Shovi. And the Gemara in Bava Kamma Daf Tzadiches says maybe Davar Gor Lamamon is only B'davar She'ikaro Mamon. Like, why? Who cares? If it's just about the effect. Right? But if it's about, you know, Dover Gor the Mamon, Kimamon, defining something rather than being Mechayev you despite the absence of what it is in the present, then it doesn't prove that the answer is yes, but we understand what these Diyunim are about. Maybe it's Taf Gedover Sheikaro Mamon. And maybe that's the Xosa Safek. Maybe it's something which inherently right now isn't Asr Bahana. By the same token, just because something is Gorim Lamamon, it would not even be a consideration that you would be a Bailam to sell it if it isn't yours otherwise. How could you sell it? But the Pnei Yeshua considers that. Xos says, So that's like the least of it. But the Xos says, I don't get the Pnei Yoshua's understanding at all, because it's against the Gemara Mitzachim. Gemara Mitzachim says that Dover Gor the Mamon doesn't even apply as long as there's a ban. So of course you can't sell it based on Dover Gor the Mamon. I think that's a good question. Okay. But I'll go to the emphatic I for a moment again. But I would have said that it's also maybe a conceptual question. It doesn't need to be, but it could. Meaning, what's the reason to be mechalik between Dover Gor and Lamamon, you know, before and after something happens, a takala happens to the object? Like, what's the reason for the distinction even? Right? But actually, the more you think the Dover Gorim refines or defines, you know, Shovi, well, we'll discuss some of these things, or Bailos, why shouldn't that apply to the Ben as well? It doesn't have to. I'll explain when we go further, but certainly it's very sensible. So maybe with the Pnei Yoshua was asked a question on a, you know, direct level. Like, you can't talk about Dover Gorim giving you koach mechira. Mechira is on a be'en. There's no gorem on be'ens. I'm just adding. And by the way, you know, if you look at Dovra Gorem in terms of status, stature, creating something, as opposed to just Hefzed and Hezek, right? So there's also more reason to think that this whole distinction between after it's Nebad and while it's a Be'en is less compelling. Okay, then he goes on to say, "Ulfi Masha Kasavnu, Lorm Rab Shimon Lecha Deleisa Be'en, Imkein Vadai Leisa Be'Mechira, Leisas Vahadetznan, Sof Perakazav, Rab Shimon Rabakachim Chai Bakrius and Yeshle Mona, the Mashma Disnayu Be'Mechira." Right? From the Sugya of Ono, it sounds like maybe it's a Snai B'Mechira. Kapir Shrashi Sham. Achar Shuhuma Mavada, etc. Of a Kodim Shum. Shuvar Isi Kedvarenu Eila B'Tshuvas Tzemach Tzedek. He says, oh, I'm sorry. He says, Rashi says, Achar Shuhuma Mavada Isa B'Mechira. Of a Kodim Shuhuma Ma Afila Manor Makachim Shchai Bakri Yusan Kemamon Dami. Okay, so he thinks he can answer part of that question. But what he's pointing out is that in the that Ono itself seems to be exactly what Eitan said, I believe, right? Seems to be a case of Ben. And we're applying Dover Agar on the Mamon. And then he goes on to say, Shuvar Isi Kedvarenu Eila B'Tshuvas Tzemach Tzedek. So Rab Shimon Norman and Davar Gorim Elahechad Aleisa Ben Maybe Gamkin Hachraya Shamarnu Mahide Psachem Umerashi Amnam Bni Hanavon Morinor Rab Yosef Berish Shakoen Hikshem Yehadarminim Sanhedrin of Kufid Beis Hari Muchach I'm skipping Tafilu Isnayu Bein Kam Rab Shimon Kamamon Tarachim Gadol You near a feel name under Rab Shimon's feel like Gavra Gorma, feel like a Disa Ben, I feel a Hachi Ben Mechira Vade Leisa. It's very important. So he says he's weighing three different questions. And Gavra Gorma Mamo. One, the Chakira that he starts with. Do you apply Gavra Gorim for something which is Asur Bahana and worthless right now, legally worthless? But has a future. Right? Number two, can you be mocher the Be'en in a Davar Gar Lamamon? That's Pnei Yeshua's, he thinks it's a radical Kiddush. It's pretty radical Kiddush. That he doesn't like at all. That's not even a suffix. Haga Atzmacha. Listen to this. Hamakabel bikado mechaber b'achrayus hayal al das shiucha nifkad limkar davar shena shalo. No one ever thought that in Shmira that the shomer can sell the chayfets. V'im kein hu adim b'katzim shechay b'achrayusan ba'del esnayu b'mechira deloke pnei Yeshua. What's the answer? Eitan?
That Dabar Grim gives it status and stature and makes it yours also. That's on the
same. Say that again, I couldn't hear.
That Dabar Grim would give you real, would give you bilus because it gives you the status and stature and makes it real bilus.
But more than he's others. Right about a mafki than a nifkad, all things being equal.
Right, but in the case of Kachem Shachai Bachar Yusan, it could be stronger.
So again, the point is when there is a more obvious bailim, then the Nifkad's Dover Gorm Lamamon is going to be circumscribed. He's not going to be the bailim. The question is he also a bailim? Right? But the case that the Pnei Yeshua is talking about is a case where you don't have really, you know, competition. Right? Let's say, for whatever reason, Kachim, Akum, you know, things of that sort. He wants in that case, can Dover Agorim give you Koach Mechira? Of course, it's not going to allow you to sell when there's a primary owner. Right? Just like an exile. Right? A Gazlan has Kinyanim. Right? But the exile has greater Kinyanim. Okay. Either way, that's the second point. But the third point is Dion on, he's just pointing out that the Sugin Ona is a problem. The Sugin Sanhedrin is a problem, or his son is pointing out. Namely, this whole idea that Davar Gorim L'Mamon doesn't apply, even if there's no Mechira, right? That's one thing. But does it even apply Bizman that there's a Ben? That seems to be a Stiras HaSugyas. Our Sugin Psachim is the only Sugya that makes this limitation. And Sanhedrin certainly is against it. Ona seems to be against it. Right? Unless you have some interesting case. And Shaar Niskal is kind of something in between, as we said. Okay? But he's just pointing out it's not such a davar pashut. So this is what he says in the end. One second. Ubatosefta Bavakama. That's another one against our Gemara. Shor Shel Hektish. Habaylim Chayav Bachar Yuson. Habaylim Notan Is Nisko. What's the case? What's the case? Sorry. Reinforcements. What's the case? The Davar Gor Lamamo makes you the Bailim on a Mazik or a Nizak. Is the Chepetz Ben? Of course. Chepetz is Ben. It's still going back to the real Bailim. Kachim, or whatever it is. Mashma, the also Kerab Shim and Davar Gor Lamamo Kamaman, a Midik Tani Nosan is Nisko, I feel it be Isa. Likewise, the Rashash Alatar. Anybody have that open for the moment? We discussed that other Rashash, which we'll get back to also, but Eitan Sokolov, you have it?
I didn't see it inside.
You didn't see it?
No.
Anybody have it or seen it? I know I gave the Xos. I don't know if I gave this Rashash. Possibly not.
Yeah, I haven't.
Go ahead.
So he just says, I am Parish Rashi. Sarah Klomer, how the Polygram Shim and Mission to Kachim Shachai Bachrius and Yishlomer. Oh no, Hainu Bama Harale Ola Basak Duo Afila Bistam Dgam King Yeshla Kitva. And then he says,
what's he doing?
He's re-explaining the case because he thinks that it has to be a case where there's no Ben.
So again, it's him Tomar Yeshlomar, basically. Correct?
Right, he asks, how could this apply? And then he asks, how could this apply if there's still Ben? So he says that though, no, is referring to the actual, like, before.
Keep going.
Ukashandis Ani, it's Darek Lahashlan in below. Velokin Parish Rashi Hasa.
I mean, it's inconsistent with Rashi in Bamatia.
Right.
It's an innovative shot to solve the problem. Keep going.
Vodai and Sanhedrin, Reish Lakashamar, Mamon Bailamhu, Chule. Reb Shimoni, Ayin Sham v'Tzarchian. This is that case, it's Tzarchian, but...
There's no fancy pshatim. Tough. Notice the way he asks the question, and also the way the Xos asks the question. Natan, now what?
I think they both assume by default that you can take what the Gemara says here and expand it to all the other cases.
Well, okay, but what I meant was that there's a target to these questions. Who's the target? Gavi?
Rashi?
Who's the target? Rashi. Why are you blaming it on Rashi? The Gemara. Ah. Is it really a Gemara? Romy? What's a Gemara and what's the Rashi? Meaning, that's another... Just another way of asking, what's the alternative to Rashi? Is there an alternative to Rashi? The Gemara says that Davar Gorim Lamamon needs Lei Matze because Davar Gorim doesn't apply to Be'en. Right? Or because it would apply to the Be'en. So how's it go? I said it wrong. Okay. How could you read the Gemara? What did Rashi? Why is Rashi the target? It's always easier to ask against the Rashi than it is against the Gemara. That doesn't make it fair. Seth, is there another way to read Rashi? They don't spell it out.
I'm not sure.
Okay. An honest answer. Noam.
Well, Rashi says seemingly beferish, if Yamar Rabbi Shimon lahu hecha de'eno be'en. So that implies that if it is be'en, then Davar Gorim does not apply. Like it says.
The what? That if it's be'en?
Then Rabbi Shimon would agree. Meaning lav k'mamon demi.
Right. So what did Rashi do that made him a target? And that has an alternative. The Gemara never said anything about Reb Shimon when the Gemara made this comment. The Gemara never ever said that this is a qualification of Davar Gorim Lamamon in Kol Torah Kula. Or Reb Shimon. The Gemara only said that even if you hold Davar Gorim Lamamon Kamamon Dami, you're not going to be chayiv by Yor by Matzeh without Lo Yimatzeh. Why? Because since Hol V'chi'isa Hader Be'enei, La B'rishusei Kai. So what you could interpret, that's how I'd read it.
Limitation.
You could have said it's a special din in what? Bayra. You could have said, listen, where do you need mamon? Davar Gorim Lamamon is kamamon. But where you need reshuse, and let's go even further. It's hard to know how further to go. But our previous year, which was more than 2 weeks ago, sorry about that. But our previous year, one of the things, again, we were trying to, you know, build up was this kind of conflict about the relationship between Bailus and Rishus, right, in Bal Yirut. And what we showed is there such a range, right? You need both, you need either. Or you need one. If you need one, one would have thought than many poskim think. The key one's going to be Shiloh. But we also showed a group of Rishonim, poskim, who think that the key and dominant one, even in conflict, is Rishus. Right? But either way, whether it's Rishus, you know, again, the language here in the Gemara is La Birshusei Koi, you know. But even if it was about Bailus, what I'm saying is there's another way to read this Gemara. Like, this is a very seminal Gemara. This is a Gemara that puts a huge limit on Davar Gor Lamomo. Huge. So if it's a huge limit, number one, and it's the only place in Shas that it appears, and it's also seemingly contradicted by some of the other sugyas HaShas, especially Sanhedrin and Ona'ah, right? So then we might, you know, rethink. You might look at it again just to see how to read it. Maybe there's another way to read it. So Rashi is important because Rashi says, no, this is a din and davar gar lamamon. Rashi quotes Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon mandakar shimei. Reb Shimon is not mentioned in our Gemara.
We might be out of time.
What's that?
I think we might be running out of time.
Ah, thank you. I appreciate that. So just give me another couple of minutes and then we'll stop and then we'll finish this Birz Hashem tomorrow.
I can try to help Rebbe.
I appreciate it. I notice I'm drinking. We have to report back to the proper authorities. I'm being very following my guidelines. Not perfectly, but close. Avram says my voice sounds pretty okay, right?
Asher is the higher authority here.
Okay. But it doesn't sound bad. Okay. Anyway, so again, if it's only place in Shas, and it's contradicted by other Gemaras, right? And Reb Shimon Mandakar Shimei, right? So then, and the whole sugya is about the additional Lekula or Lechumra, or the special requirements of Balirua. So then we might say this is a special din. Now, on the one hand, there's a certain irony in this. With this, I'll conclude for today. I'll just raise some points, two more points before we go, food for thought, so we can finish tomorrow. But on the one hand, by the way, since we have tomorrow also, just look at that, make sure you look at the Makaros I gave, but the Gemara in Bab Metzia Nun Ches Amud Aleph about Karna Biyado, and the Sivas in Simen Shin Aleph, I think it's Siv Katan Dalad, very important. So there's a certain irony, because on the one hand, you would think that, and this is kind of the way I presented it until now, the more you are focused on the Be'en, the more that is consistent with talking about not just, you know, Hefsed Mamon or Kim Mamon, you know, but talking about Bailus or the Heftza, and that's actually much more conducive to Bailu or Bailimatze. On the other hand, you know, because the standards for Bailu may be high, you know, that might be a reason to restrict it more. You might say, well, and this is, I think, the other side, which is, it's Imisa Be'ena Hadra, so that takes it away from you as Bailam and as Rishus. And once something happens to it and you're responsible and you're actually paying, instead of looking at it, oh, now we're on the Hefsid side of things, as opposed to, you know, the Be'en side, we might be saying is there's no longer a competing Be'en, Bailam or Rishus. So at this point, legabe the gvia, you're the rishus and you're the bialim. That would be a totally different way to read the Gemara. And then there'll be no problems. On the other hand, if you read like Rashi, so maybe we're going to force to come to the conclusion that there are different types of Goring Lamamo. And then maybe what Goring Lamamo accomplishes, right, is more than one effect. And depending on which effect you need, that's what determines what the standard is. I'm just going to leave you with food for thought with one more point, and that is the Yerushalmi, which we'll look at. We've already seen it quoted in the Rosh Hash. As we know, quotes Rav Shimon here, Mikdavar Gorim. So the Yerushalmi is just against the Bavli on this point? Or might be there something, or might there be something special about Kachim, Shechai Bakar Yusan? Okay, so let's pick up with this and try to finish it tomorrow. If we get a chance, we'll also start with Behemoth Marnuna. Okay, but at least it's good to be back and good to see you all. And we'll try to, as long as we don't get setbacks, try to keep, you know, adding a little bit.